We are learning Masechta Zuma Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom. It says, Lo Yemigia Lamachzis Ahar, the goat did not reach halfway down the mountain until it broke into pieces. Ibayaluhu, we want to say like this, Oysen Evarim, Mahim Bayana, are those Evarim, after it breaks the pieces, is it Mutabahana or Asabahana? Rab Vishmuel, Charam Mutarim, Vacharam Asurim, one of them says that it's Mutar, Bahana, the other one is Asabahana. So it's a good kasha. I nasis mitzvosoi. So what's the tzad that does meila? Teretz says we'll see. It's exeris a kasev. That's the Briska Rav says. That's exeris a kasev that does meila on this. We'll see from the Marbri Pesukim. Because be'etzem it's not really a tzad to have meila because it's really nasis mitzvosoi already. It could be when we enter the midbar. It could be nasis mitzvosoi already. So isn't avar mayim by not. Rav Shmuel chadam v'tarv even before the midbar. The Gemara says that yamid l'chaper. When does the kapara happen of sarah zazel? When you do matan dam of the Sa'ir, or Vidui. So either way, it was Shtikl Nas Mitzvah, so anyway, this is a Mitzvah, so, but still, it's also Bahanok, it's Mutar Amandim, Amandim Amutarim, Dechsev, Bamidbar, it says in the Pasuk, Bamidbar. So it's an extra word Rashi says, and that teaches us, it's like Hefka like the Midbar, that's why it's Mutar. Amandim Asurim, Amandim says also, Dechsev Gzeira, it says Gzeira, which is a Lashon of Chaymer Ve'Isser, it sounds like Lashon Isser, and that's why it's also. And the Torah Shalom speaks out, so why do you need Mandiyama of a Midbar? The pashtus is that it's Mutter. Why do you possibly have a Midbar to say that it's Mutter? So the Torah Shalom, so you should have learned how to Gzeira, that it's Asa, but Midbar teaches you that it's Mutter Bahana. Mandiyama is Surah, none of that it's Asa from Gzeira, high Midbar my Avalay. What is the extra word Midbar? Meboyle Ligatanya, we need it for the following Brisa. It says in the Pasuk by Azazel three times Hamidbarah. It says Hamidbarah, which is the pasuk it says the shalach Israel is also hamid bara. It says another pasuk the shilach biad ish iti hamid bara, and it says another pasuk the shilach asar ba midbar. Just three times ba midbar, you know, midbar. The rabbi is teach us by noy begivain shilach beisalom. You also have to send it la azazel. It's not only from the Mishkan where the pasuk says, but even from all the other all the places. And Goyvanegiva and Shiloh and Beislam all have a din to send it out to the midbar in order to throw it down the mountain. The Idach, the Mandiyama Lord uses the midbar to teach us that it's mutter. What is it, the word gzeira? Hi gzeira my overlay. From Boyle Legatanya, use the following braisa. Gzeira and gzeira lechatucha. Gzeira means that not that there has to be a cliff. Chatucha means it's like it's cut. It has to be like a mountain cut in half. It's like it's a cliff. It's not a slant. It's a cliff. It goes straight down. That's what chatucha means. Davacha ein gzeira el davah mizgazev yerid. It not only has to be a cliff. It has to be a rocky cliff that breaks up the behemoth into pieces. Breaks up the animal into pieces. Davacha another pshat gzeira shema toy ma'aseh toyuhu. Maybe you say, what's going on? Throwing down a goat down a mountain? What are you talking about? Tamaloymar and the gears we're going to use is like this. Tamalim gzeira, pasuk gzeira, which means ani Hashem gezartim. Ve'en lecho reshus lahara behem. There's no reshus to be mahara afterwards because it's a gzeira. It's a gzeira milfana. It's a gzeira from Hashem. Hashem said this is the mitzvah. Even though we don't understand it, that's the mitzvah. Amar Rava. So it's mechalikus over here. It's mutter bahano, osa bahano after you throw it down the mountain. Amar Rava, mistavra, k'mandiyam mutar. It's mistavra, k'mandiyam says mutter. Lo amar teira shalayich letakala. Doesn't make sense. The Torah said, you throw it down a mountain, and then a few years later, someone comes by and sees this thing, wants to give it to his animal to eat, and it can't be latakala.
And then it's gone.
Yeah, I'm saying the bones for the dog. The shalach latakala. So the shal, it doesn't make sense that the Torah sends something latakala that's going to be somewhere as something that someone to get trip on, which means that he's going to do avera by finding something. Therefore, it's bistavra that after you throw it down, it's mutter. No, there's 12. It's 12 mil away. It's 12 mil away. Right. What do you mean?
Times in the Mishkan.
They did. We marbed other things. Marbed other things. All other things. Tanu Rabbanon Azazel Shei Az VeKasha. Azazel stands for the word Az, which means a lashon of like strong, and El part El means also strong. VeKasha. The word Az is rough. Maybe is the English word for it. It's rough and hard. Yachol b'yishuv, maybe you would think that even could be found in the middle of the yishuv, you find a cliff. Tamle b'midbar, has to be in the midbar, has to be in a desolate place. Besides for being a cliff, it has to be in a desolate place. Umnayin shibetzuk, how do you know it has to be a tall mountain? Tamle b'gzeira, which means a cliff, it has to be a cliff. So it has to be rough, strong in the midbar, and it has to be a cliff. Tanya yidach, Azazel is kosher shebaharim. It has to be the hardest of mountains. B'chidu'im eves eli aris lokach, which means the strong people of the city they took. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel, but you see, of the land, eli means is also strong. Tanaver b'shmael, Azazel, shemechapa ma'isa uza va'azal. Uza va'azal were these malachim that fell from the sky in the time of Na'ama achayus tuval kayin. And on that, the pasuk says at the end of Parashas Bereishis, "Vayiru bnei alekim es bnei sa'adam," and they were mezana with the people, with the daughters of the land. So this is teaching us that Azazel is mechape on Arayis. So a ma'isa uzazel means on the ma'isa Arayis, that Azazel is mechape on Arayis. So for the Gvuras Ari, that we learned already twice in the past 10 blat, that the Kesar Mishlech is mechape on all Averis. We learned Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, we had yesterday's blat. That's mechapa on all Averis. So why saying on Arayis? So the Yad David answers that K'mashlan, even on Arayis, it's mechapa. Even those Averis Arayis, it's mechapa. That's what's teaching us from the word Azazel. Torah Rabbanon. In the Pasuk it says, it's mishpatai ta'asu, and the whole Pasuk says, v'schukosai tishmairu leches behem ani Hashem alekeichem. So there's two things Hashem's asking us to keep, the mishpatim and the chukim. So what are mishpatim? Dvarim shel mali nichtavu, dinu shichtavu. Things that even if Torah didn't say it, we would understand it's moral and it's mishpatim that makes sense to keep. Elohein, avayis chavim, shavari zaru, v'gila arayis, v'shvichas domim, murder, v'gezel, stealing, birchas Hashem, es chukas, those are all examples of mishpatim. What's chukim? Es chukas say to shmairu. You have to also keep the chukas. Tavarim shasotam eish v'leim. The things that the Satan, the Yetzirah says, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're doing crazy things. What are those things? Ve'elohein, achilas chazer, that they can't eat chazer. What's wrong with that? Levishas shatnes, v'chalitzas yevama, v'taras metzayra, purifying the metzayra, v'sarah mishtaleach. All these things that the Satan says that you shouldn't do. The interesting thing is that this week is Parashas Chukas, and it's missing the Parah Aduma from these things. So the Achrayim talk about it. Why dafka these things? V'shema, maybe these things make no sense. This is my chukah, this is my rule, and no rishus even to think after it, and that's what a chukah is. And these things are all examples of chukah, and there's others also, but these are examples of chukah, the ani Hashem. You have to keep it because Hashem said this is a mitzvah. In the Mishnah it said, that we know from the Pasuk that the Mishaleach becomes Tamei, because the Pasuk says, V'mishaleach es ha'sar la'azazel, yechavis begadov, v'rochas es b'sar v'mayim, his clothing becomes Tamei, he becomes Tamei, v'achrein yovei alamachna. So the Mechalekes, the Mishnah was, when he becomes Tamei. One Ma'adi Yama said, when he leaves Yerushalayim, the other Ma'adi Yama says, when he pushes it down the mountain. Tanu Rabbanu, look at the Braisa, ha'mishaleach metam begadov, the Shliach, who brings the Sayer to the Azazel, his begotten become Tamei. He becomes Tamei. Ve'ein ha-Shaleach is Mishaleach v'Tamei. But not the Shaleach of the Mishaleach. Who is that? Rashi explains. That's the Malvin Oysa Mishlaim. The people who accompany him from Sukkah to Sukkah, from Mishlaim to the first Sukkah, they don't become Tamei. Dafka the Shaleach himself. Not the Shaleach is Mishaleach. Yochum is Yechuchus L'Chaim is Azara. Maybe you think when he leaves the Azara already, he's still in Yerushalayim, leaves the Azara, becomes Tamei. Tamalei mahamashaleach, he's being sent. Sent means he has to leave. He has to leave. He'll leave Yerushalayim already. Yimashaleach, maybe Yachas Yigilat Sok, maybe only when he reaches the cliff. Tamalei mahamashaleach. Then once he's sent, okay. Once he's considered on his way and he's going towards the Midbar, that's enough to be called Mishaleach, and it becomes Tamei. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Omer, he argues, it says in the Pasuk, Mishaleach es ha'sar la'azazel yechabes. And from the words la'azazel, right next to the word yechabes, it sounds like you have to reach Azazel. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Azazel v'kibes, really Pasuk is yechabes, ad shegiel etzuk, until you reach etzuk, you don't become Tamei. Rabbi Shimon Omer, v'mishaleach es ha'sar la'azazel yechabes v'gadim, v'zorker v'asresh v'tam v'gadim. Only when you throw it backwards from its head right down the mountain, that is when you become Tamei. He learns from the word from Azazel Yechabes that it means when it goes down the mountain do you become Tamei. So three shittas, when you become Tamei, when you leave Yerushalayim with the goat going to Azazel. Now we go to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says that after he's finished with the Azazel, he's going to go back to what the Kohen Gadol has to do. He's still in the Azara. What he does is Bala eats a par v'sar and asraf him. He goes to the par v'sar that's going to be burnt. It's the par v'sar, the two animals that their blood was brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and into the Heichel. The halacha is those are called Parim HaNasrafim. Parim HaNasrafim are brought outside Yerushalayim to be burnt. Nothing is brought on the Mizbeach for them. Nothing. Not the Emurim. Nothing is eaten. It's an exception, these type of kabbanis, that the dam is brought inside, that their behemoths, the entire carcasses, everything is brought outside the Beis HaMikdash and burnt. There's nothing on his back, no Evarim, no Emurim, nothing. So what do? He came. No, you're right, I made a mistake. The whole entire, there's no basa, you're right, mistake. Emurim are brought on the Mizbeach, the whole entire behemoth, nothing's eaten from the behemoth. That's the difference. Every chatos, the basa is eaten. Here, the whole, anything that's the basar is brought outside and burnt, but the emurim are brought on Mizbeach. Shkoyach. Bala etzel par v'sar and esrafim. He came to the par v'sar and esrafim. Karon v'hoitzeh emurim. He made a slit down the middle and took out the insides, the emurim, which he did bring on the Mizbeach, the emurim, and just the whole entire animal was brought outside. The chelev, hachatas, they will mak the Mizbeach. Just the fats from the inside, they brought on the Mizbeach. They put it into a bowl and they mak their mizbeach. It sounds like they did it right now. They mak their mizbeach. Kolam b'maklois. They took two sticks with four kahanim holding two sticks, and they put both behemoths on these sticks. So it looked like it was weaved together because they put two behemoths on top of each other, and the behemoths were still whole. They just took out the inside to bring on mizbeach. So kolam b'maklois. It's sealed in the base of Sreifa, and they brought it out to the place to be burnt. And the halacha is that also is metam begadim. It says in the pasuk also that the one who took it out becomes tameh. Umeim esay metam begadim. When do they become tameh? Mishiyetzuchus chaimis azar. When they leave the chaimis azar already, they become tameh. Rav Shimon eimer mishiyatzar berubon. Once the fire gets burnt, berubon, that's when they become tameh. That means the mechalik is when the people who take out the kahanim who take out the par v'sar outside, when they become par v'sar, when they become tamei? They shechted it early on. What? They already brought the dam inside. They did shechita early on. After the hagrola, they did the shechita sapar before the hagrola. Then they did the hagrola on the sayer, and then they brought the par inside, the dam of the par inside. They gave it someone to mix. And then they did the Shechit of the Sar. This is a long, long time. This is already a while back. Ready? If it's Chus Chomes HaZara, until when they reached outside and they burnt it. So, Freyti Mar Akasha, it says over here, they took out the Emurim and they mak them as bad. Freyti Gemara Vektiram, Sagadai, they do makter now, but it's not after Vaktar yet. Why? Because you're still wearing the Big Day Lavan. And like Rashi says, you know what the next job is? After they sent the Sar Lazazel, they cut it open. He cut open the par, took out the emurim, put it into a bowl. But they weren't makter yet. What he did now was, next thing to do is, he reads the parasha. We'll see the next mishnah about that. And then he's toivel, puts on big day zav, does the eloi ve'elaam. He brings the two kabbanas that are oilus. Then he toivel again, puts on his big day lavan, takes out the kafa machta. He's toivel again, takes it off, puts on big day zav. And then he does this haktara. So a long time off. We're a long time off. They put it into this bowl in order to prepare it to be makta on the mizbeach. And the Mishnah says, "Vayta now that kolon b'maklos, Amar v'yichron k'min kliya." They put both animals on k'min a kliya, like it was woven together. That's how they put it on together. And Met Hashem, tomorrow we will continue from Tana how. Had they skinned the animal or they didn't skin the animal? We'll talk about that on tomorrow's Shir Mitzvah.